Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home. Ah, boy, and it is gardening season. We are brought to you by I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. And Four Winds Farm, organic heirloom seedlings are for sale in May, and we'll find out more about it. Go to their website, fourwindsfarmny.com, and here comes May. Oh my gosh. Sam Ward and Aaron Pister are here from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington. We're talking about plants. And you talked about rhododendrons before
Yes.
we went to break. I have a question about rhododendrons.
Okay.
Does it really matter if you pull off last year's flowers? I know they just knock off pretty quick and just pull them off with your fingers. And
yeah. I personally, at my house and my larger ones, I don't tend to see other people. We will at the nursery, since most of the ones we have, you know, are 2 to 3, 4 foot at the most. And it's really an easy activity. And if you don't do it, they'd end up falling on the fabric that they're on anyway. So we usually do it at the nursery, and it's like an energy release to some extent. It's a beneficial activity, but definitely not required. And I personally don't think I've done it at my house in a couple of years.
Oh, good. But it won't stop the bloom.
No, the blooms are happening right now in my PJM, and I haven't it for that.
Rhododendrons are a great family of plants.
Yes.
If you spray them for deer, it seems like I just rarely see a rhododendron that has any issues at all.
So yeah, they are a little bit, they can be, if they're going to be tricky, they're going to be tricky on you the first or second season. They're a really good shrub to plant early in the spring. It's one of the things I'd recommend planting before June, get them established. We definitely will see a few more warranty requests and things like that for ones that get purchased late in the season. It's not to say don't try it, but I would personally recommend planting them earlier in the year. I think within that category, think about your redbud trees, maybe your birches. I think those are a couple trees and shrubs that really benefit from having the whole season to establish themselves.
And yeah, boy, and rhododendrons come, you can get all sizes.
Yeah, you can get ones that are all sizes at your local garden center, and you can get ones that grow to all sizes, probably anywhere from 3 to 4 feet mature size up to 20 feet.
Yeah, I think they are a great plant. And I guess my only worry about them now is that there is so much wind in the winter. And I would probably, if I had a rhododendron that I really loved, I'd put it on my calendar now to give it a spray with a good desiccant in early December or something to keep it drying out.
Yeah, and I try and place them usually on a north or east side of a property. It's usually going to get less wind in general, and a nice low light usually. Depends on the property, but.
Because they will do well in low light.
Yeah, they. I mean, I find higher success in them in an area that gets, you know, morning light or very end of the day, maybe not the middle of the day, scorching heat.
Yeah. I'm with them. I agree. And you mention birches, another plant that there are so many different kinds now.
There is, yeah. What's your favorite one, or what do you like to plant?
I like them all.
Yeah,
you know, I think they're all. I like the good old fashioned one with the white peely bark. The river birches, I think, are really elegant. And especially, I think, if you want to plant a tree that's kind of a standalone tree, they're wonderful. I love to drive by a river birch and, you know, just see the way it's branched out. And
the bark, you gotta love the bark. One of our, so I feel like every year there must, I mean, people are obviously out reading articles, listening to programs about plants, and maybe tune into certain plants. And I haven't found the source yet, but this spring, sycamore trees have been definitely one of the more popular requests, which is, and it's a commonly requested tree, but how often it's happening has been more than I can recall. And that's another, I mean, it's a large shade tree, but it has really, really fun bark as it matures. So that's another one maybe to put on your wish list. Obviously coming, I mean, I think I had like 10 requests so far in the last 2 weeks. So.
Wow. And they have beautiful leaves.
They do. Big leaves.
Big leaves. I think that that makes sense that we want things with big leaves until we have to rake them up. But, you know, it's, you know, I think it just feels, it gives a sort of that tropical feel, and it's a great contrast to the things around them.
Yep. And they tend to like a moist area. You'll see them growing in along river banks or, you know, that kind of area generally, but they're open. If you're going to help them water the first couple of years, they can go in a lot of spots.
Awesome. And back to rhododendrons, their cousins, the azaleas.
Oh yeah. Weren't they what they were once in the same family and now they're not? Is that how it, I think that's how it works. Know. Probably complicated.
Probably.
That's another one that's just like over the years, so many colors.
There's so many, yeah. What's your favorite one?
I like more of the swamp azaleas. Those are a little bit later and fragrant. So those are more my style, but probably Gibraltar, that's the orange one.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Yeah. Fragrance. I mean, here we go, you know, it's just for me, this is the time when it's just like, oh my gosh, fragrant. So are people like jonesing for lilacs?
They are. Yeah. Lilacs have been a popular one so far. I think azaleas are going to be one of the next ones that come up in the next couple of weeks, maybe even by the time we're listening to this on the weekend. I mean, right now we've been doing an arborvitae sale on our Green Giants the last couple of weeks, so they've been very popular. They always are. The forsythia obviously have been very popular because you see them everywhere. The red buds have been really popular. Quince has been a big one this spring. We get a lot of smaller sized quince shrubs in 2-3 gallon size, but they grow really quickly. So you got your whites and pinks and reds and oranges and that, and they're blooming in the neighborhoods right now, I see. What else do we got? I already mentioned the PJM rhododendrons. You got some nice pink flowering almonds. So sort of like similar flowers to a cherry, but a smaller shrub that grows to be 5 or 6 feet tall. And that's a really fun one that we don't always get in. And a lot of the azaleas you're seeing that they are going to open up soon in the next couple of weeks. And it looks like it's going to be in the 70s this week coming up. Oh my gosh. What are we going to do? We got to pull our shorts out and everything. And you got to watch ticks as you
ready. I feel like I never get my summer clothes out until like July because I'm so busy. You know, I'll just wear the first thing I can find that looks like it's going to work. So, yeah, a great time to plant all these early things because the way it's working is if you don't get it and plant it now, you may not see it again till next year early. So make your wish list, you know, before you go out shopping, because I don't know, like we talked about lilacs. There's so many kind of lilacs. There's early, the vulgaris, and then there's, you know, the Miss Kims, and you know, and they'll be coming along too, you know, that I like that staggered lilac thing a lot.
What about perennials? Like right now, what do you need to get now before it's too late, or the maybe not all the choices?
Yeah, good point. If anybody's looking for poppies, that now would be the time to get in here to get those. Usually we try to carry them for as long as we can, but typically that ends end of May.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, poppies, they're so cool. They're a melter. I love melters. Wait, we have to take a quick break. Sam Ward and Aaron Pister here from Ward's Nursery, and they are helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Also supporting the Garden Show, Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with 7 locations to serve you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com, and Flower Power at the Ozone, native plant nursery and resource center for a sustainable lifestyle on Pitcher Lane in Red Hook, theozonehv.com.